Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBSRadio.com. This is Donna Fox, and I welcome you all. Hope you had a great week. Tonight is Sunday night. Getting ready for the next week coming up, getting ready for that work day, and trying to figure out how to make this work week the best work week you've ever had. And one of the things that the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to talk to you tonight is about being creative in your life. So I would like to just welcome anyone who would like to call in. We can talk to you and help you be more creative in your life. Also would like to give you those numbers to call in with. But would also like to offer you the opportunity to email your questions. Because with this particular, the way it's set up, we only have one line coming in for callers. So if you get a busy signal, please email me so I know you have a question so I can, you know, finish up with one question and then move on to another. Okay? That'd be great. So the telephone numbers to call in your questions are 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S., and in U.S. and Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're calling in from another country, you can dial direct with our area code or our code of our country code rather at 530-876-3222. First of all, I'd also like to give a great shout out and happy to be here. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. And I want to just tell everybody how happy I was this week. It was great to be here. Did some great classes, met some wonderful people. And so I want to say hello to those wonderful folks in level 2 and those wonderful folks in level 1. Hello, how are you? You know who you are. And we are moving along. You know, what was interesting this week is I got an email from a lady in Jamaica that wants me to come out and do some Akashic Records work. I would come out and do some lectures and some a workshop in Jamaica. And another gal emailed me from Bermuda. So this is pretty exciting. You know, I am international. I go where I'm called. And what I do when I travel, just for your own information, is I give lectures. I give a wonderful lecture to on Tuesday evening. It was a great meditation group here in Louisville. And so I give lectures, and when I do the lectures, what happens is I talk about the Akashic Records. I give the history of the Akashic Records and whatever comes forward from the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones to tell the group. But I also specifically will open up the records of the group and then bring forth a message for the group and then take individual questions. So the lecture could go anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, depending on the size of the group, and it usually is quite life-changing for lots of folks. So if that's of interest to any of you out there, please contact me about coming and talking to your group. Best way to contact with me is to give me a call personally. You can call me at 216-392-5490. That's my cell phone. Or 216-691-1233. That's my office number. Or you can email me. And the way to email me, contact information for me to get back to you, this email is info at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in and you don't know what the Akashic Records are, I would like to have you go to the website for BBS Radio. You found me on BBSRadio.com. If you go onto and click on the program, there's a long informational segment that gives you a lot of information on the Akashic Records. But for those of you, for whatever reason, that are not near a computer and listening to this in other ways, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And they are the life path strategy from your soul. And what the records do is they help you understand what your life is about. They help you understand how to best heal different patterns in your life. They help you understand a little bit about your direction. Not a little bit. They help you understand about your direction. But the records will never tell you what to do. They only give you the, they give you all the information that you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So it's not like a psychic reading. It's not about telling you futures, and it's really not about past lives. Many times people think that the Akashic Records are about past lives. And although Edgar Cayce did do a lot of past life work with the Akashic Records, it's a new paradigm of work right now, to work in the here and now, to work on who you are today, to understand the kind of choices that you make today create your future tomorrow. And so what we do and what I do with the Akashic Records when I do an individual consultation with someone, we talk about the here and now and what's going on in that person's life. And the consultation is based 100% on your questions. And I work with not only individuals, but I also work with businesses and entrepreneurs that want to increase their business, that want to know more about how they can work better with their employees, etc. So it has a lot of uses. You have to understand that the Akashic Records is a huge field of information. It is yes, the Book of Life. I'm sure you've heard about the Book of Life, but it has many levels and many dimensions and many frequencies, if you will. And so the dimensions of thought, as well as the energetic levels of information, are vast, because the Akashic Records spans not just this planet, but it goes beyond and is galactic, because it's an energetic recording. It's held energetically. And so sometimes that's hard for us to put or wrap our minds around. But the reality is the Akashic Records gives us the information prior to us coming in. So, for example, when we decide to incarnate, we actually go to the records, and the records are the divine information. And we go to the records, and we sit with counsel, if you will. We sit with our council of guides and our council of masters, teachers, and loved ones, and our various energetic advisors. And we decide together what this particular life is going to be about and what issues or what areas of life we are going to experience. And so when we experience, once we incarnate, we can actually go back to the records to find out what our purpose is. Why did we come here? Why did we choose this planet rather than another one? And why did we choose our parents? Why did we choose our brothers and sisters? You know, I talk to so many people that are just not comfortable in their skin. They're not sure why they showed up here on planet Earth. They're not sure what they're doing here or how they landed in the family that they landed in. And the Akashic Records can give those kinds of answers of why you chose to do that. Also, if you have had traumas in your life, or accidents, or patterns of self-sabotage, or patterns of unfulfilling relationships, all of that information is in the Akashic Records as to why you decided to move into that groove, if you will, why you decided to bring those situations or events to your life. And so that's what we're talking about. And those are the kinds of questions that can be answered. So if you're out there with a question and you want to know why your life is the way it is, if you want to try and understand a little bit more about the direction you're going in, getting some insight as to what choices would feel best, because you just give a call. You can call at 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. Or in the U.S. and Canada, you can call in to 888-815-9756. Or you can just dial direct to 530-876-3222. The other place for your reference work would be to go to the Akashic Record Consultants International website. I'm a certified teacher for the Akashic Record Consultants, and that website is arc-akashicrecords.org. And you know what? In fact, if you would really like to have a wonderful experience, we're going to be having a conference in Chicago in October, and we're going to be doing level 1 classes and level 2 classes there. And the dates on that event, so you might want to start planning now, the dates on the Akashic Record Consultants International Conference is the 25th and 26th of October. But there's going to be a level 1 class on the 23rd and 24th of that, right before the conference. So if that's of interest to you, please go up on the website or give me a call and I can give you more information. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Great. What is your name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Have you called before?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Didn't you call last week?
Yes, I did.
Great. And tell us again where you're calling from.
From Wilton, California. It's in Sacramento County.
Okay, great. How can we help you today? How can I help you today?
Well, I need some clarification about kind of creating a home of my own, sacred space.
You're creating I can hardly hear you. You're okay. Creating a home of your own and sacred space, yes?
I'm trying to. For taking care of my mom, I'm living with her in her home with my family.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if that's going to continue. I'm working. I have a steady job here, and I can't really move away. I'm just feeling kind of trapped.
Okay.
And I'm wondering want some answers. That's all. What's going on?
So talk to me about how you got there.
Well, it was we were in Alaska. My dad had a stroke. We came back and forth from Alaska to help mom out, and then he passed away. But mom's 81, and she has 3 acres, and it's hard for her to take care of by herself. And we just ended up having children and jobs here, and ended up staying.
Okay.
And now we're ensconced here and don't feel like we can go back to Alaska.
Say again, I didn't hear that.
Pardon?
I didn't hear what you said about not going back to Alaska.
Well, because I have a job here and our children are in school here, so we're pretty well settled here now. But I'm just feeling cramped and wanting to know about creating space for myself.
Okay. And so, what do you have a specific question?
I'm wanting to know about moving away from California.
For your whole family, though, right?
Yeah, for the I'm in a confusion because I want to do what's best for everyone.
And what? And are you still with your husband?
Yes.
And does he want to move from away from California as well?
He hates California, but he's the one that is pretty well stuck. Because when I confront him with, well, why don't we just move, go back to Alaska, and or back, he doesn't see how we can do it, and he drags his feet.
I can hardly hear you. When you asked him to go back,
he's the one that doesn't seem to want to move.
Oh, I see. He hates
but
it, but he doesn't want to move.
Complaining about California. I think he loves to complain.
Okay. All righty. Okay. So, and what is his first name?
Jack.
Okay. Let me just get in here for you. The idea here is that the two of you, what I'm hearing from the records is that both you and your husband have to get, you have to be talking about the same color blue. What that means is you have to come together and make a decision about what you want so that you're both working towards it.
Okay.
And it's not that you don't want to take your children into consideration, but it really has, you know, if the folks aren't happy, the kids aren't happy.
Yeah. Right.
And what I'm also hearing is that you're both operating out of from a place of lack and fear.
Yes, okay.
And you know, when you have to put food on the table and you don't have another job in the wings, it's easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called being human. I got that, you know.
Yeah.
The idea here, though, is it's really about working a plan and being straight about what it is you truly want. So it's also about manifesting the job that you want as well as the job that he wants, wherever it is you decide you want to go to.
Okay.
Now, do you want to go back to Alaska?
No.
Where do you want to go?
Alaska's too cold and severe, but I would go to another mountain region if it would make him happy. I like it here in the Sacramento Valley. I can do what I do just about anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And
what do you do?
I'm a massage therapist, and I do other body work, and I'm trying to fine-tune my skills for being a medical intuit.
Okay.
And I can do that kind of, I can start that business or do that kind of work anywhere I go. Right now, to pay the bills and the insurance, I work for a developer.
Okay.
But, I've lived in a lot of different places, and I can create that nook and be happy. It's what's best for the family. I feel like I'm pressured to make everyone happy.
Yeah, but you're not.
Yeah. Okay.
The idea here is that, however, you know, if you want to move back, if you want to move away from California, you still have to be able to have the dollars and the wherewithal to do it, correct?
Correct, and we don't.
Yeah. And so what would have to happen so that would change?
We'd have to manifest the money to do it.
And so the idea, do you have any idea how much money you would need to be able to move?
No, I have no idea.
So do you see all the different things that you don't know, so it's hard to ask the universe for what you don't know, what you have?
That's true.
See, the universe can't help you if you're not specific about what you want.
Uh-huh.
You can ask the universe for what you want, and you can say this or something more, but you
mm-hmm.
have to start out with a this.
Mm-hmm. And,
Again?
If it were up to just me,
uh-huh.
I would stay here and remodel this home to where we all fit in it. See,
okay.
Right now, I don't have we don't really have a bedroom. I sleep on the floor, you know, to make everybody fit. And it's been this way for about 6 years. And, you know, about creating space for me to fit in. I would, because the climate's perfect here. My friends are here. It's a real comfortable place here. That's what I would do.
So what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
I mean, it's clear that you're not going anywhere.
Right, I'm stuck.
Whether or not your husband hates it there or not, you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
And the idea here is if you want to create a business or if you want your life to look and feel differently, you have to really define what am I waiting for?
Okay.
And the other thing is because if you continually wait,
mm-hmm.
you'll never get anything done, and
right.
you're putting yourself in a victim stance because you're waiting.
Uh huh. Okay.
Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And so you constantly will keep going around and around in circles, and it's not going to help you.
Okay.
So you have to, Alicia,
mm-hmm.
has to
uh-huh.
decide.
Okay.
You can't wait for your husband because, in other words, it's based on what you've said,
mm-hmm.
he's already made his decision that he wants to leave, but he's not going to.
Right. Okay.
So you've got to look at the evidence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And act on the evidence.
Okay.
And if you're happy staying there, again, they ask again, what are you waiting for? I mean, if you want to create this business, create the
mm-hmm.
business. You can always stop the business.
That's true. Okay.
I mean, the idea of having a plan, even if it's to remodel the house and get the money for that, you still have to create some type of a dollar situation to be able to do what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes.
So what you need to look at is what are you waiting for?
Okay. I will. What am I waiting for?
Yeah. What are you waiting for? If you were going to make it up, what would it be?
I guess I'm still hanging on to the idea that he should be the one to make the decision.
Oh,
and that's not true. I know that's not true.
Right.
Because he's never made the decision. But
it doesn't look like he's gonna.
No. No, and I've been waiting, and that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes clarity can be very simple.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
It doesn't have, you know, and the idea here is one step at a time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, are you doing massage therapy on the side now?
Uh-huh.
Are you saving any of the money towards what you want?
Well, so far it's just trying to keep us all afloat because I'm the only one really working.
Oh, that's right, because he has a hard time. Does he have a job?
No, he's retired.
Yeah, I remember this now.
Pardon? I couldn't hear you.
But the issue here, though, is that you've put yourself in a second-class citizen kind of a place, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How come?
You know, it's an addiction I'm trying to let go of because we were raised that way. both my sister and I were kind of raised to think that we were second class citizens. We were born male.
Second class citizens because you weren't born male?
Yes. Our father was very, very, Latin, should I say?
Okay, all right.
And was very disappointed that we were girls, and we were raised that way, thinking that way.
Uh-huh.
And one of the mind thoughts that I guess I still have to get rid of completely. Because even though I know it intellectually, it's still hanging around in my thought pattern.
Okay. And so the question you want to start journaling is how is this serving me?
Okay.
What is it allowing me to do, and what is it preventing me from doing?
Okay.
And if you're the breadwinner and you're the one that's bringing in the money anyway, then you get to make the decisions, right?
True.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So you
have to be brave.
So the idea is the decision is you. You know, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you the idea of being the catalyst here is your game.
Okay.
If your husband isn't making any decisions and he's not taking any active part, you can look at that two ways. You can look at that as a weight around your neck that you have to, that you're burdened with. Or you can look at that as a gift that you're unencumbered in making decisions about what you want to do with your life.
Well, that's true. Wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Right. I mean, Latin or not, you know,
yeah.
If he's not bugging you,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't, then he's not stopping you from doing anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not my husband who's Latin thinking. It's my father who raised us that way.
And is your father still alive?
No. It's just old, you know, because I know I do it. Sometimes I'll be afraid to discuss something with my husband because it's a fear from my dad that's still there. And after I talk to my husband about it, everything's fine. But see, I still come from a place of fear with talking to men about anything because my father was so abusive.
And how old are you?
I'm 50.
Don't you think it's time to give it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. They're not trying to be cruel here. What they're
mm-hmm.
saying to you. Is there comes a point where you have to entertain self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And the self-care comes from saying, this belief system no longer serves me.
Okay.
I have to re-educate all the different parts of me that are sabotaging me into standing in my own power.
Okay.
And so, it's about doing what you need to do, and again, you know, this is a radio show, so I can't put you into complete therapy here. But the idea is, and I'm not a therapist anyway. But the idea is that it's about looking at what parts of your life are working, darling, and what
mm-hmm.
parts aren't.
Yeah.
And then getting real clear and standing up into your own power,
mm-hmm.
and moving into. Okay, this isn't working. This doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm operating under belief systems that are not true.
Okay. Okay.
In other words, like, it's easy for me to say, but what it takes is a vigilantly being aware of where you put yourself back in pattern.
Okay.
And as soon as you get back in pattern, you need mm-hmm. to be able to tell yourself the truth about what's happening and make different
okay.
choices to create a different groove.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's going to help you.
Okay.
Because, honey, nobody can, there's no, the Akashic Records can't help you. A psychic can't help you. No one can tell you what to do. Because it's on you.
Okay.
You know, the only future you have right now is if you continue to do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got.
True. Okay.
That is the truth. So it's really about you taking charge of your own future by making different choices.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to continue to go in circles.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hearing you've been doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And if you need help on how to do that, then you have to seek the help that can get you there.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know how to get the help that'll get you there, you need to at least talk to somebody that can give you some suggestions. And if you want to talk to me offline, I can help you with that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
All right,
well, thank
sweetie.
You.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Good night.
All right, darling. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, we thank Alicia for calling in. And we have to realize that we are the creators of our life. We can try to understand why certain things have happened in our life and get answers. But the reality is that if we look at our life and we don't like the way it looks, we have to become very clear about what parts we don't like to look, that we don't like around our life, and then make a choice about what we're willing to do to shift it. The interesting thing about it is that at least for myself, what I used to do is wait around for somebody to come and rescue me. I really did. I came around, I waited for someone to change the way my life looked and felt by rescuing me. At one point I would expect my husband to have a different attitude. I would expect my children to have a different attitude. I would expect, at the time I was working full time, my employer to have a different attitude. I was expecting my mother to have a different attitude and my father. I was expecting everybody else, if they would only change, my life would be better. I would feel freer if they would change. And what I realized, in fact, when I started working with the records, was a huge shift for me. Because what I realized is that it's up to me to create my own freedom. Clearly there are circumstances that a person can feel locked in on. But the way you cannot be locked in is your attitude. No one can make you feel less than. No one can put you in a place where you... I have to fix my cell phone. I'm going to turn it off. no one can make you feel lesser than, and you can create your own future by taking the areas of your life into account and making a plan for yourself and a concerted effort of how you're going to shift. Because if you don't do it today, it's not going to get done. And 5 more years are going to pass, and you're going to say, what happened to my life? Where'd it go? Where did it go? And so you really need to look at your life now. If you're listening to this program and you have parts of your life that aren't working, you have to begin to step into your own power and ask yourself, how can I shift this? What can I do to shift my relationship with me. What part do I play in healing the relationship with myself? What part do I play in empowering myself? And that's the creativity part we were talking about earlier. We're talking about becoming very creative about how you work within your realm, within your possibilities, and get creative. This past weekend, I was honored to work with a woman who has become a paraplegic. She's confined to a wheelchair. She has to have 24-hour care. And she was in a car accident, and her spine has been bruised, and there's some other issues, and I don't have the full history of her health, other than to tell you that she is the most miraculous woman who has the most miraculous attitude that I've ever seen. She actually will go to therapy 4 to 5 days a week and work in the physical therapy to strengthen her body in a way that is quite unheard of. And she took into her own hands when the doctor said that she would just be a vegetable, that she would never walk again, she would never feed herself, she would never hold things in her hand, etc. And based on her injuries, she should never be where she is now. Although she's confined to the wheelchair and she has to have help eating, she has moved herself to a strength point where she can now walk with a walker. She can get out of her chair and walk short distances with a walker. She can actually turn pages in a book, even though it's sometimes hard for her. And her mind is sharp. She speaks well. That part's not a problem. And every day she gets stronger. And every day she goes and does a little bit more. It is her will to get out of that chair and become back into humanity the way she wants to do it. And when we healthy human beings see someone like that who has had an accident, a car accident, for there for the grace of God go I. I mean, in this car accident, the friend that was with her walked away with scratches, and she walked away a person who can't walk anymore. I mean, well, you have to ask, why did that happen? And she did. She had a consultation with me. There was with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records explained to her why this happened, and what were the soul's intention around that. In fact, she was in my level one class here in Louisville, and she is a miraculous woman. One of the women in the class was so taken with her. Her comment was, "I have truly met a hero because of her tenacity and because of her resolve to not accept the edict of doctors or what would look like fate." And quite frankly, it's that, the way she's turning her life around, which is the exact reason why she had this challenge. So if you are in the midst of a challenge, you have to look at, how is this challenge gifting me? What is the gift in this wounding? What is the gift in the confinement? How can I turn this around so the situation no longer controls me, I control it? Because all of that is attitude. It has everything to do with attitude. It has everything to do with moving into your own sacred space, moving into your power. You know, we are master creators. We totally forget how powerful we are. And at the time, and I've said this before, and the record keepers keep reminding me, the time for playing small is over. We can no longer play small. We can no longer blame others for our situation. You know, I don't know of very many people who didn't have a crappy childhood. Now think about that. Think about your friends. Very few people had a blissful childhood with parents who never fought. The majority of people I know either had some emotional stuff going on in the family, or they were raised in an alcoholic home. And you have to understand that when I grew up, it was the 50s and 60s, where it was not considered, a person was not considered an alcoholic if they had a few drinks after work and they drank on the weekends. As long as they made it to work every day, they were not considered an alcoholic. But in the true words, or the true definitions, anyone who is dependent on any kind of substance to get them through the day is considered a substance abuser. And so many of my friends when I was growing up were growing up with alcoholic parents, as I was. They didn't know it because they didn't fit the mold. But that means the dysfunction was still there. And we are now coming out of that. We're becoming more aware. Our society and our consciousness is more aware of where our woundings are today than they ever have been in the history of humankind. We are more aware of where our shortcomings lie, and it is up to us to move into our power. We can no longer sit around with pity parties. Not allowed. Not allowed. Compassion is one thing, but we need to make our choices of how we're going to change our lives. How we are going to move into our greatness. And so I ask you, how are you going to move into your greatness this week? What are you going to do that's going to make you feel good about you? How are you going to fill your life with joy? Because it's not anybody else's job to make you happy. The same way, it's not your job to make anybody else happy. Now, that sounds real selfish, doesn't it? But it isn't. The reality is, it's up to us to make ourselves happy. And when we make ourselves happy, wow. Wow. When we make ourselves happy, we offer the opportunity to everyone around us to be happy as well. When we speak our truth, we give everyone the opportunity to speak their truth. And so it's our creative ability that can move into our greatness by claiming our personal power. So, who do you have to talk to this week that you're afraid to talk to? And who are you going to talk to this week that you can stand up and in, from a place of love, love of self, speak your truth. Now, you know, speaking your truth doesn't have to be aggressive, and it doesn't have to be mean or insulting. Speaking your truth just means that, speaking your truth. Telling people what you want, telling people how what they're doing affects you. Being able to ask what you want from others and expecting to get it. And we have to really start relying on ourselves, because the reality is no one can take care of us but ourselves. We are responsible for our own attitudes. Now, I know there's plenty of you out there that already know this, but I also know there's plenty of folks out there that know it that aren't operating from it. And so this week, I encourage you all to take your own life in your own hands and do what it takes to make you feel good about you. Do what it takes to move into your greatness. Get creative with ways that will make you feel good about you. Make a list of them. Plan them out. Begin to do for you what you say you're going to do. You're always the last one on the list, huh? You don't have to be. You don't have to be. If you say you're going to do something for you, then do it. You're worth it. You're absolutely worth it. And if you would like some information about how you can be better to yourself, or even why certain things have happened in your life that you want to get rid of so that you can have that power, then I suggest you give me a call. And you clearly can call me on my private number. You can call me here on the radio, that'd be great, but we only have about 5 or 10 minutes left. But if you really want to get into your stuff, if you really want to understand what makes you tick, and how, and you say, you know what, I can't deal with me the way this is anymore. Something's got to change in my life, and I've got to understand what the core issues are. I'm telling you that you need to call me. And you call me on my private number. And that number is 216-691-1233. And I'll call you back, and we'll make an appointment, and we'll have a consultation. And by the time that consultation's done, you will have an action plan of how you can take better care of you. That, my friend, is the way you're going to change your life. That's the way you're going to change your environment, by taking your life in your own hands and not allowing anyone else to rule you. You got to remember something very important. You can no longer allow other people's lack of loving to control your being. Let me say that one again. You can no longer allow other people's lack of loving to control your being. Only you can take care of you, and only you can take responsibility for you. And so if it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. So it's about time you start looking at the stories you're telling yourself about how things are going to get better when they haven't changed for years. I mean, are you with a partner that is doing the same things over and over again, to either sabotage you or sabotage themselves or sabotage the relationship? Are you with a partner that does not honor you, that allows themselves or puts themselves first above you? Are you with a partner that you constantly think about, if only he would, or if only she would? If you're with this kind of partner, then you really need to call and find out why you're with this partner. You need to find out why the patterns in your life are the way they are, because once you are able to understand what the patterns are, you then have the power to shift and change them. Once you understand why they're there, what the gifts are, you can then move into releasing them, for you've learned the lesson already. This is extremely powerful work. And it's for those people who really want to affect change in their life. If you really want to affect change in your life, you can come to a workshop. A workshop that will teach you how to access your own Akashic records and get deep information on a daily basis. In fact, I'm having a workshop in Cleveland next weekend. So if that's of interest to you, give me a call. We'd like to also share with you that next Sunday night, next program, we're going to have Jalayla Starr on again. She's from the Nibirian Council, and her information is on on their website from BBS Radio, and under my show. I'm going to go up and change the date once we get done with the show today. But so she's going to be on April 9th, and I think it's April 9th. It could be a different... it's April 13th. April 13th, she's going to be on, and you can call in and ask her questions. You can look at her website and take a look. And now there's a lady who will help you understand what your emotional bodies are doing and what they're not doing and how we really need to take responsibility for our emotional bodies and clear them. Because that's the way the new millennium, the true new millennium, this earth is going to survive. We can no longer hide. We can no longer hide our greatness. You can no longer hide your greatness. It's time for you to embrace you. For those people who would like some help with that, there's a CD that I produced called Remembering Your Magnificence. It's if you have self-worth issues, if you have issues that you would like to release, this is one of the most loving CDs that if you listen to when you're sleeping or when you go to sleep, it lulls you to sleep with, like, as if you're being held in the arms of angels, and it makes you feel wonderful and loved. And it's good for all ages, from kids all the way up to, you know, adults and beyond. So, if you want some more information about that, give me a call. I also have a CD on forgiveness. And, you know, forgiveness is a big deal. Big deal. So if you are in the throes of trying to forgive folks in your life, you really owe it to yourself to order the CD, the Akashic Records on Forgiveness. And again, all this information is on the BBS Radio description of the show. And the last but not least, the CD that I have is called The Wisdom Place, and that's a great way to start your day and connect with your own personal guidance to be able to get your messages every morning. So you have the tools to change. They're all out there. Believe me, my tools are just one of many, many, many. And you have the power to reshape your life. I want to tell you, I know you can do it. I want to tell you how much you're loved. And I want to tell you that you're never alone. You're never alone. You're always held in the arms of angels, even when it feels like you're not. even when you feel like your life is falling apart, there are pearls to be found, pieces of wisdom for you to garner. And I want you to know, again, how deeply loved you are. And so we have to close the show tonight. This is Donna Fox on the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show. I want to close the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. We ask that all those folks who are listening, may they have a wonderful, blessed week. We thank you for all your wonderful shifting and healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on April 6th, 2008, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of this show tonight are closed. Amen. Have a wonderful week, and join Jalayla Starr and I here next week. Bye-bye.